Love Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm here. It's George. It's now Thursday afternoon in the beautiful city of Pasadena. Do you ever hope that when they make weather predictions, when they say it's going to be 92, it turns out to be 89 versus 94? Would it be nice if they missed that way versus, oh, it's going to be 92 today, and suddenly I'm looking at the weather thing and it's 94, and I'm going, could you just kind of miss it the other way once in a while? Or you have to get the universe, the weather gods, to cooperate on that one, right? We need autumn. Come on. I want everybody to start thinking towards autumn. You know, Southern California has been under this baking heat for days now, and we need to get some autumn going. We need to start focusing on cooler weather, a little rain. Yes. Let's start doing a little rain dances out there in Southern California. We need some rain. Absolutely, positively. So if you want to focus on a really, really good thing, focus on some rain for Southern California, Los Angeles area in the next week, 2 weeks, whatever. We're gonna get it to rain, right? So what are we doing today? Well, what are we going to do today? No, as I talked about yesterday, kind of changing format and direction a little bit here. And what I really want to do is talk about what I'm passionate about, what I believe in, what I think is important from a spiritual perspective. Now, I still will talk to dead people. If you want to hear from dead people, we can do that. But, yeah, maybe some past lives. I like dead people in past lives. But I will give you this little commercial. And I've done psychic work for, well, since the early 90s, really. So that's a long time ago. Long time ago, before some of you were even, like, in school and running around. 92, 93, something like that. But, you know, also I studied the law of attraction in the last number of years, and they studied hypnotherapy and shaman practice and all kinds of fun things, which are really not related to making predictions. So I would offer all of you, this is my little thing about predictions. If you want a prediction, maybe your ancestors will give you a little bit of one. But I learned a technique years ago, and I've used it a few times, and I really like it. And it's a really cool technique. If you want a prediction, I'll take you what I call a future journey. You go in meditation, kind of little hypnosis there, but it's mostly meditation, and you'll go look at your future, the future you're creating. Now, you can change it then. You can go, oops, I don't want that. But you can kind of like do your own little crystal ball in meditation. And I guide you there and I take you to these places and you open these doors up and you go see your future. That's my offer to you. And it's relatively inexpensive. It's cheaper than a psychic reading. But you have to do about at least 30 minutes of it. So it's $1 a minute. So at least $30 worth of this sort of thing to really get effective. So I'd love to do that for you. Now, so if you want a prediction, if you're into the prediction thing, I'd offer that to you. Let's do that. Now, I'm not sure I can do it here. Maybe we can do it here, but I don't want to take a whole lot of time for one person doing this. So if you're into finding out your future, because you already created it, ta-da, the law of attraction, your thoughts and emotions are already creating your future. You're already manifesting it. Now, it's not always positive. I'll give you that. You know, sometimes we create by default. Sometimes we create what we're thinking about. And if it isn't positive, ooh, you know, if you're thinking about problems, you create more problems. So it's really about getting away from problems and getting into solution. And how do you get into solution? Well, that's not what this show is going to be about. So I was going to read an article from Pam Grout, and it's about gratitude or appreciation. Now, I use the word appreciation more than gratitude. So we're going to talk a lot about appreciation, things to appreciate in your life. And then if you're with me today, if you want to join in on the conversation, I'd love to hear the things that you appreciate, or you can use the word gratitude. I'm not going to get all, oh, you can't use that word. It's not appropriate. No, you want to use it, use it. But so, well, let's do that today. So what do you appreciate in your life? And remember, the law of attraction, the universe responds to what you appreciate. So if you appreciate certain things, you're going to get more of them. If you appreciate certain things in your life, you're going to get more things of them. Now, if you're talking about something all the time, you're going to get more of that, what you're talking about. Okay? So let's talk about appreciation. What do you appreciate? If you're in the chat room, you want to call in, if you want to talk to an ancestor, we can – oh, we could trick. We could ask them, ooh, dead people, what they appreciate about you. That's a good one, isn't it? So if you want to call in and you want a message from an ancestor, we can hear what they have to say about you and what they appreciate about you in your life. And that might be encouraging to know what your ancestors think about you. So if you want to call in, we can do that. And let's do that. Let's just talk about appreciation. And that's one of the things I'm passionate about. Okay, so I talked about things I'm passionate about, what I think is what helps me to feel good, and I think it'll help you feel good, is to talk about appreciation, things that we appreciate in our life. Like my dog, wherever she is. I don't know. She's around here somewhere. We went out for a little walk this morning. We don't go out in the morning, but I thought, let's get out in nature a little bit. I'm kind of breaking up my schedule a little bit, changing it around a little bit, trying to reshuffle the cards in the card deck a little bit to make life a little different, right? Okay, so let's do that. And, okay, let me give you an article. I'm waiting for you to call in if you want to talk to ancestors, if you want to maybe get a preview a little bit into your future. We can do that, too. We can get a little bit of a preview, and I can help you go there. Because it's really about what's in you, what your cosmic field is all about, and what you're creating in the future, believe it or not. Now, some people say, well, it's all in the stars. No, you're creating it every day. You're creating your future. Actually, you started the creating the future before you came here to this planet. You came here with the intention of having a certain future, having a certain events in your life, doing certain things. Now, what are those? What are those which you wanted to create? And that's part of that future journey of looking at, oh, yeah, I wanted to do this and I wanted to do that. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. That's my goal. That's what I'm going to achieve. Okay, let's do it. And so let me get into an article. You can call in. I'll check back in a minute if you have anything that you appreciate. We can talk about that. Let me go into Pam Grout's article. Pam is one of my favorite authors. I'm reading her new book called Thank and Grow Rich, and that's kind of inspired some of this whole thing about gratitude and appreciation. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about appreciation today and gratitude. There's a slight difference in the meaning of the two words, but I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to delve into that because you can look it up. Yeah, if you want to know the difference. Okay, gratitude is my bulletproof vest. This is Pam. Now, if I have callers, I'll be back in a minute. I just want to get through this real quick, and it's because we're setting the theme about things that we appreciate, and the more we appreciate things, the more we have to appreciate. I wake up curious every day, and every day I'm surprised by something. I try to recognize that surprise every day and say, that's a new gift, and I got today, and I didn't even know about yesterday. Michael J. Fox. That was a quote from Michael J. Fox. And this is Pam's words. Okay, I was thrilled to learn that Mike Birbiglia keeps a gratitude journal. The comedian whose recent film, Don't Think Twice, is getting Oscar buzz, says noticing simple things like watching his baby daughter sleep keeps the crazy silverback gorilla in his head quiet. Yeah, things that you appreciate, things that you love. It's focusing on things that feel good, right? Gratitude is like Windex in the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding. an all-purpose cure-all. I don't know if you remember the movie, the father, the gentleman who played the father would use Windex for everything. You know, oh, you got a pain on your arm? Let me spray a little Windex on it. So he would use it for everything. So that cure-all for everything. Recently, I've been using gratitude to rewrite stories that no longer serve me. Rather than getting bogged down in what the silverback gorilla tells me, I reframe my story by using gratitude. See, it's refocusing on appreciation or gratitude. I'm really grateful where I live. I'm really grateful that I have a roof over my head, right? Yes. I'm really grateful that I have friends. Can you say that? For example, I'm so grateful that I'm a sleeping superstar. I might use this affirmation if I'm plagued with insomnia. I like that. I'm a sleeping... You sleep well? I sleep well, for the most part. Yes. Rather than moan about the fact I can't sleep and worry about all those bad things that supposedly happen when you don't get adequate Z's, I plant a seed of gratitude for what's possible. Like, I appreciate having a great night's sleep. I'm grateful having a great night's sleep. But frame your words there where you want it, but you can preset it, right? I appreciate having a good night's sleep before you go to bed. I appreciate having great dreams. I'm grateful that my dreams are going to be amazing and they're going to be fun and I'm going to have these beautiful dream journeys. That's kind of an idea. That's a kind of a cool idea, right? Great dream journeys. Okay. Because remember, whatever is happening now is only one superimposition in the quantum field. We can collapse that. I can't read today. I'm sorry. That wave with our intention. Turn it into a festering problem, or we can remember there are zillions other possibilities that we call in with the seeds of gratitude. Let me explain that last sentence, and this is something that I've been thinking about working on lately. It's the idea of problems. Do we get hung up when we have a problem about how is a solution come about? How are we going to get a solution to that problem? I don't know what the solution to that problem is. I'm going to worry about it because I don't have a solution. And I continue to worry about having no solution because you have a problem. So I have no solution, right? So how do you get into solution? How do you get into that state of allowing? Ooh, that's the word right there, isn't it? Allowing solution. You get away from the problem. You turn it over. You surrender it. You give it to the universe, to God. Okay, I don't have an answer. I'm going to stop worrying about it. You know, worry does not solve problems. The more you worry, the less likely you are to be open to solution. So you got to get away from worry. This is all about. Everything I'm talking about is it's about feeling good. It's about appreciating things. It's about getting your vibrational state into a different place so you can allow solutions. Okay. I'm rambling on and on about this whole thing. It's really important to me. Okay. You know what? I'm going to see if there's any callers and I can finish the rest of this article. It's a really cool article from Pam. And then I have some 10 little things that you can appreciate. Just little stuff. And you go, oh, yeah. Never thought of that. Okay. So I have a couple callers. You've been holding a while. And you know where we're going with this, right? You know, you got the idea what we're doing here. You know, if you want a prediction, then we have to a whole process to go through to get a prediction, or because you're going to go there yourself. I'm not giving it to you. You're going to look into your own future and say, oh, yeah, I'm planning that. Ooh, I'm creating that. Ooh, maybe I don't want to do that one. Okay, got it? Oops. This
Hi, George.
Hello.
You have a really interesting topic today.
Okay. Hello. How are you?
I'm very well.
You know where I'm going now in everything I do. So it's a little different because I'm trying to do things I really like to do. And what I really like to do is help people to appreciate themselves and help people to get into their own answers. Ooh, versus giving them answers. Teachers don't give you answers. Teachers make you look for answers, don't they?
They do. Yeah.
And don't they make you go steady and learn on a topic instead of just giving you an answer? You don't learn by people giving you an answer, do you?
Now it's more cooking, learning to cook your own meal rather than having fast food.
Right. So, what's going on with you today? How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Just having a normal evening, tuned into your radio show, and nothing much is happening in life. I've started looking for a new job because my current
Okay.
contract comes to an end in 2 weeks' time.
Okay, so what do you appreciate about your job? What you doing? What do you appreciate what you do right now?
I appreciate that it gives me a sense of independence. The job is flexible. It lets me work from home, leave office on time. It doesn't
Okay.
have long hours.
Okay, so that's what you're looking for again. So that's what you appreciate. So that's what you have to put out to the universe, right? I'm looking for a job that makes my life easier. It keeps my life in an easy place, right?
Right.
You don't want a difficult job. And you'll get it, but you got to put it out there. You got to focus on what you want and what you appreciate about your job. But okay, but let's do the other part of that real quick. What don't you appreciate about your job? What do you want to see that's different other than, well, money always. It's always, oh, I want more money. Well, that's typically, I want more money. But obviously you do, right?
Right, yeah.
But I think you really want to be appreciated more. I think you want to be valued more. I think you want to be in a company that will give you the opportunity to grow, right?
Yes,
You know,
absolutely.
it's like the picture of they talk about the glass ceiling for women, but there's a ceiling for a lot of people. You hit the ceiling, and that's as far as you can go, and you're stuck, and this is as far as I can go. Now you want a really high ceiling in the next job. You know what I mean by
Yes.
that? High ceiling means you have
Yes, I do.
lots of opportunities for growth. You want that.
Yes, I do.
Well,
Yes,
then
please.
start visualizing that. Start putting that out there. You'll get it. Why not? Why can't you have that? What keeps you from having that? Do you believe you deserve it?
Yes, I do deserve it.
Do you believe you have the talents to do it?
Yes, I do.
And experience?
Yes.
Okay, then you just keep telling the universe, that's what I want because I have the talent. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get a position where there's lots of opportunity for growth. And I'll give you this because this is what I get on you. You're not going to sabotage yourself. You're not going to self-destruct. Why do you self-destruct?
Do you see me doing that?
You have in the past, right?
Yeah.
You get tired, you get burned
Yeah.
out,
Yeah.
right?
True.
So just tell yourself I'm never going to do that again.
Yeah, I will.
Got it?
Yes. Yeah,
Okay, you
got
can
it.
do this.
Can you?
You'll do this. You really absolutely will do this. Okay? Absolutely,
So how do I?
100% you will do. What?
Thank you. I was just saying, how do I go into a journey to the near future to see how things would be?
Okay. Well, you have to get in a really kind of relaxed state, like a meditative state, okay? And one of the there's different ways to do it. One of the things that I would tell people to do is when we get into the really relaxed state is that you start seeing yourself. Takes time, but let's just speed this up a little process. You visualize yourself going into an elevator. And you visualize yourself going down in the elevator to bottom floor. You might be in a higher floor. Now, either way, if you're more comfortable going up, go up, but you can go down, okay? And you go down to a bottom floor and you go into, and you start visualize yourself walking in a hallway. And as you walk down the hallway, you ask the universe, show me something that's going to unfold that I'm creating for the future, okay? Show me a place. So one of the doors in the hallway will light up. You'll see it. It'll just jump out at you. I got to go through this door. Now, you could say this is imagination, but you got to really think in terms of this is your subconscious taking you there and showing you something. So you can't have judgments. you can't judge it and say, oh, this is all wrong or whatever. Sometimes it's symbolic and sometimes it's literal. So that then when a certain door stands out, you go through it. And you just become the observer. You don't have to be in the scene, but you become the observer. And you see where it goes. It could be three. It could be a minute. It could be 5 minutes. It could be an hour. But it just let the scene unfold and see how you feel in the scene. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've done this with people. I mean, it's hard to it's explaining it is one thing. Doing it takes a little bit of effort. So if it doesn't work the first time, do it the second time, the third time, till you get into a comfortable state, a very relaxed state. Even if you start to fall asleep, it's okay. But you go there and you see, okay, this is what makes. Now, if you don't like it, then you can rewrite it. Okay?
Yeah,
I'll give you another one. Here's another one I learned in school. Okay? This is another practice. And everybody, this is good for everybody else. Okay? Visualize yourself at a theater, like a theater, like a Broadway play or a theater, you know, a play stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're up in the balcony, you're the director, and you're watching this play. And you look down and you say, okay, I want to see the next scene of my life, or the scene of my life in a year, or the scene of my life in 6 months. And then watch the actors on the stage. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you might want to take a little bit of practice and get into a meditative state, walk into the theater, go up on the balcony, or out front, or, you know, sometimes directors sit out front off the stage, but you observe the stage. Okay?
Okay.
Or you can direct, yeah. There's so many different possibilities. The other thing you can do is you're a movie director and you say, okay, action. And then your life takes that. I want action for the next scene of my life in 6 months and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see yourself on the screen, see yourself on the stage. Or on the mm-hmm. movie set, wherever it is, and watch it and see what happens, and then go stop, no, let's rewrite that a little bit. I don't like that one. Now you're going to do mm-hmm. this and this and this instead of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's rewriting mm-hmm. your life. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the law mm-hmm. of attraction is about. Aren't you asking for something new all the time?
We are.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to try it. Just try any of those that feel most comfortable to you in doing it, okay? Try one mm-hmm. of those techniques that you feel comfortable with, whether it's, mm-hmm. Walking into a scene from out, you know, like going outdoors and watching the scene, or going into a room where it's taking place, or as the movie director or the stage director. And just observe and to practice it a few times and see what happens. I think you'll have fun with it. Make it fun. Make it enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. The first technique you mentioned.
Go ahead.
The first regression which I've done in the past.
You have?
Yes, I've done past life regression, and the first technique is similar to that. But
we're not going backwards. We're going forward. Okay, I want to see the future. I want to see my future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But the thing is, George. We need to use our subconscious mind to see the future. But if you want to rewrite it, do we not use our conscious mind? So we need to switch from subconscious mind.
Your conscious mind is telling your subconscious mind, or telling the universe, this is what I want. Okay? Okay, I'm going to let you go. This is really, I know what you're saying, but when you're in that state, everything, you're connecting to the universe at a different level, and you're not necessarily connecting at the conscious level at this point anyway. So, but you know what feels good. If it doesn't feel good, then you're gonna say no. We're gonna rewrite it. I'm gonna let you go. I got other callers. Okay.
Well,
but try
thank
it.
You, Josh.
But not going backwards. You're going forward.
I will try. Thank
okay.
you.
You'll do well. You'll have fun.
Thank
you. You'll meet somebody in your life to love, and you go, wow, this person's coming into my life. How great is that? Okay. Watch it. See what it'll unfold for you.
Yeah, sure. That's a prediction,
then,
I think. Yeah.
Then you'll have something to look forward to. You go, I know this is coming. It felt good. Okay, I'll let you go. Bye now.
Thank you.
Okay. That's how, and I rushed through that, and I apologize because I have callers. And working with people, it takes a little bit more time than that. It takes a little bit longer to get into that place, because I've done past life regressions. I've done between life regressions, which take a long time to go through, because like you get to visit where you started, you know, like home, spiritual home, and go through that whole process till you come back to this lifetime. But forward projections, I started doing this because I had a Reiki master, and you know, I traded with her for classes and Reiki and attunements and all that sort of thing. And I took her on forward projections to where her future would be as an artist. And it was really inspiring for her, because if you can see yourself doing something in the future, if you can see yourself going, and her, it was seeing herself going on stage and presenting things, music. She played like 7 or 8 instruments, mostly percussion, but a bunch of instruments. And so she saw herself on stage. And it what it does internally, it gives you that inspiration. I'm going to do that. That feels really good to do that. It's what I want to do. And I had another gentleman, thinking of the people I've worked with, who was a business executive. And he forward projected himself into business meetings and how he would handle it and how he would handle the meetings. And you can do that for sales. Ooh, or athletes. But you can see your future, and then you can redirect it the way you want it. How fun is that? So let me take a couple more calls. Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
I don't want anything. I don't have a question. I just want a message from Spirit.
Message from Spirit. What's a message from Spirit? Take your time in the next big decision you have to make. Take your time. You got a big decision coming up, don't you, dear?
Yeah.
So take your time and really tune into, I guess you would say, a higher voice. No, tune into your grandmother, basically. Your grandmother will give you advice on that one, okay?
Yeah.
But you're not ready to make the decision yet, are you? You don't have all the things you need to know to make a decision, do you?
Nope, not yet.
No. So take some time. Look for guidance. Ask for synchronicity, if you know what that means. Ask for little signs that indicate, this is the direction I should be heading in making this decision. Okay? You'll get it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. You'll get it. Yeah, you don't want to do this. You don't want to do this, do you? I mean, you don't want to do what you have to do.
Like 60% no.
Yeah. Well, you gotta start working towards a higher percentage yes if you're gonna do it, right?
Yeah.
So
that's why I need
start
more
asking.
Facts.
Yeah, ask the universe for more indicators on why I should do this.
Yeah.
Little signs. Okay? You'll get it.
Okay.
You'll get it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Excellent. You're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Well, we've used a perfectly good hour, haven't we? No, 45 minutes. Now we've used 30 minutes thereabout. How fun. I have another caller, I think. Yes. We'll get into all of this. Then I'll give you some things to think about. 10 little things that you can appreciate. And they're really simple, but sometimes you have to be kind of, I should appreciate that. I should appreciate more of that. I should appreciate more of this. So we'll go through the 10. We have time for that. Take a call first. So gratitude and appreciation, they're, you know, pretty synonymous words. There's a slight difference, but we won't play with the slight difference. So let's see what's going on.
Hi,
hello.
George. Hi, George.
Hi.
I've spoken with you before.
Okay.
And
how are you?
So good, pretty good.
What's going on with your life?
Well, I spoke with you last week, and
you did?
So, yes.
I'm teasing you. I'm giving you a bad time. That's okay. Your first.
Good.
Okay. So what's going on? What's going on?
So I was on the table for this one job, and you said I got it, which is And I had a feeling I got it too. And so I reached out to her, and she said she went with a different candidate. This is someone I used to work for
that's
in the past.
See, that's why I don't like predictions. That's why I don't like them, because sometimes the universe kind of throws it. That's why I'd rather have you go to your future and see what you're doing. And then if you're disappointed, that's your disappointment and not mine. I'm teasing you, but you know what I mean.
I'm not judging you. No, I'm not judging on your skill. It's not like that's not really what I'm doing here.
No. That's why I get that's why I like to take people on little journeys forward to see where their life is going. Okay, what's going on?
But I guess what I'm looking for, I know how some of the energy got dispersed, and I just wanted to know, like, what other things look like in that arena of finding something that would make me happy. Because that job would have done it for, it would have been temporary, but it would have been substantially fine for, you know, a certain amount of time, and financially it was really good. And
so, wait a minute, let's stop there. Can I stop there? Stop you there?
Yes.
So, what do you really want?
What I really want?
Paint a picture of what you really want. Paint a picture of the job you really want. Can you paint
something
a picture
creative?
Of the job you really want?
It's kind of hard because it's kind of one of those things. It's like, okay, what is it? I can do. It's like, do the thing that you don't think you can make money at. Sell that type of thing. So,
wait a minute. Time out.
But.
So you want to be creative, but you want to be creative, but you want to make money at it.
Yeah, I would love to. I want to have fun.
So you have mixed feelings because you're putting it out to the universe in kind of a mixed message. So I want to be creative, but I don't think I can make money at it.
My first criteria is have fun.
Okay.
Make money.
That's good.
And have flexibility.
Okay.
Those are the three things. And I work for someone.
Okay.
If I work for someone, they're amazing.
You want a good mentor?
Yeah.
Okay. So why not?
Those are the four things
why not?
That have to be known.
Why not? Have you written those down?
I know that.
Do you have them on your vision board? Do you see them on your mirror
every
morning?
I write it down. Those are the four things I always go for. But I'll write it down.
Okay.
I haven't written it down properly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You need to visualize this because you'll get it.
Okay.
You'll get it if you visualize it. You'll get it if you visualize it. But you have to be clear.
Yeah.
You need to be clear. I felt in your energy field a little confusion on exactly what you wanted.
You're right. But those four, if I say those four things, I should get those four things.
Well, you get the pack.
Yeah.
None of those ingredients can't work with the other ones, correct?
Right.
Right?
Yep.
You don't have a clinker in there that says, no, I can't work with those other ones because, you know, right?
Yeah.
And what I mean by that, too, is there's no negativity in any of those fours. You don't have a bad feeling about any of those four.
I don't, no.
Yeah,
those,
you can feel positive.
I have those, yeah.
Yeah. It's like somebody saying, well, I want to make $500,000 a year and I want to do this and I want to do that, but they don't feel good about making, they don't believe they can make $500,000 a year. So they kind of mess up the whole process, right?
Absolutely.
So money is kind of a weird thing because if you start putting an actual dollar figure on it, sometimes you don't feel comfortable with the dollar figure. But sometimes it's easier to say, you know what, I want to have enough money coming in that I can care for all my responsibilities, put some money aside for savings, and also enjoy life and have some fun.
Right.
That's a pretty simple thing. And that kind of covers everything, right?
Absolutely.
Instead of saying it has to be X amount of dollars every year, because you know what you need to make already.
Right.
You know what your nut is, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you'll do it. Why wouldn't you do it?
Thank you.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
The universe believes in you.
Yeah.
You just need to relax a little bit.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Right? Right?
Yep. A bit.
You got to pull your energy into a cohesive energy field. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I was
got
laughing.
It?
That's how you're picking. Yeah.
Because right now, well, I think maybe it's just where you're at right now. You're a little scattered, but you need to be very cohesive in your energy field and what you put out to the universe. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're a good person. You have a good soul. You should do really, really well. Oops, she went away. Okay, I had a friend who asked me a question. What do my ancestors appreciate about you? What do your ancestors appreciate about you? Your heart, your soul, your caring, your loving spirit, your need to do well. You're driven, but you're not you're assertive, but not aggressive. You don't want to offend other people, but you still want to get what you want in life. Okay. What else do they appreciate about you? Your honesty. There's a high level of honesty within you, and they appreciate that about you. What they don't, I'll give you what they say about what you need to adjust in your life if you're willing to hear the downside. I mean, sometimes we might have to hear the downside versus the upside, what your ancestors are saying about the downside. The downside is you don't believe in yourself enough. Okay? You need to have more self-confidence and more self-esteem and self-confidence. And as I told one of my clients about that, and it's really important to do, is if you want to build self-esteem, you start tackling projects that you can manage and you can complete and you can do a good job with, and not necessarily have to tackle the big thing that might be too big for you right now. So you build your self-esteem by accomplishing things and taking on the little projects and go, wow, I did a great job on that. I did a great job on that. And you build on it. You build on it. You know, you don't build a 70-foot catamaran or schooner as your first project in boat building. You might buy a little boat to start with. And then build on it. So it's the same thing of anything in life. You build on yourself to build your self-esteem and your confidence that I can do this. Yeah, I did a little one. Now I can do a bigger one and a bigger one and a bigger one. Okay? So think about that. Okay, what do I have here? Do I have another caller? I think I do. I don't know. We got 7 minutes or thereabout. Before I take the call, you've been holding a minute. Let me give you one of the 10 things to appreciate. I love this. It's a cool little article. Laughter. You ever think about laughter as something you appreciate? Laughter is one of the best things in your life to appreciate. When you're listening to the sound of a child's laughter or laughing along with your family and friends, your mood can instantly brighten with laughter. It's nice having someone who always knows just what to say to bring a smile to your face. Have you ever been on dating sites? And, you know, I have, and whatever, you know. Okay, we won't delve into that one. But isn't that one of the things that people look for? Is go, I want somebody who can laugh and make me laugh, right? I want somebody in my life who can make me laugh or help me laugh or laugh with me. I don't think you make other people laugh, but you can create the environment of laughter. So I got a couple a call real quick. Let me do that. Okay.
Hi, hello. How are you? Hi,
I'm
how
doing
are you?
Well. I'm doing well. Who am I speaking to?
Sherelle.
Sherelle. Okay, so what's going on? What's in Sherelle's mind today? What is Sherelle? What does Sherelle want? What's your problem?
I was wondering when I sound.
Okay.
Do
you want something in your life? What do you want? You want a person? You want love?
No. Yes.
You don't want love. You don't want love. You don't want love. What's wrong? You
no,
burn
I
out
do.
On love. Okay, so
no, I do.
Not you know as I brought up earlier in the show, I'm not doing the typical prediction thing anymore. I'm really kind of focusing on you predicting and projecting what you want in the future. Okay, so what do you want? What do you want? You can get there. Absolutely, can get there. You have
happy
the skills
man.
And abilities to get. Well, okay, then be happy.
House, financial.
Appreciate that. Bell, start appreciating things.
I do.
Start with the little things. Start with the little things. Financially, okay, let me give you this, and I got to move on to another caller. Financially, the way to become financially stable, now sometimes you think the whole world's against you, but it isn't really, is to decide what you want to do and what you can do, what your best qualities are to create financial security in your life. And then you ask the universe to bring that to you, and you'll get it. You'll absolutely get it. You will get it. because you're talented.
Okay.
You will get it. You will get it because you're talented. Use your talent. Don't forget
okay.
about that. Don't forget about
Thank
your talent.
You.
You got it? Don't forget.
Yes.
You're not going to forget about this, right?
No, I won't.
You're an amazing person. You can do this.
Yes, I can.
You're an amazing. You can visualize yourself as a magnet for money, like your whole body is this magnet for money, and that
mm-hmm.
money just kind of, you suck money into you. It's like it flows to you. It's just like it sticks to your body. It just keeps coming at you.
Okay.
And you'll find money on the street. You'll find money places you go, wow, really, Larissa? Look at that. It's a dollar bill. Wow, I didn't know that. Everything you find and get. So you're going to be a money attractor. Remember that. Attracting money. Got it?
Okay. Yes.
You'll
Thank
do this.
You.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
You too.
People do, but I got another caller, and I'll take the call, and then we're going to wrap it up today. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi,
George. Hi. This is Jessica.
Jessica, what's going on in your life?
Lots of good stuff, but I feel myself being pulled in, having to focus on something I don't want to be focusing on. I got a new apartment, which should be a happy occasion, which was a happy occasion, but there's a lot of repairs that need to be done to it, and the people have been taking their time.
So you need other people to do stuff for you, right?
Well, it's that plus the fact that they've been spraying chemicals in there. They had to, like, do the floor and do the tub, and that's been making me really cranky. So it's a combination platter.
Okay, so what's the question? Because this is the environment you're in, and for some reason you're there, and you're there because you need to thrive in this situation and learn little things about yourself and learn some things to tolerate and some things to change, right?
Well, I've been trying to figure out exactly. I mean, I'm temporarily staying at my parents again, which is annoying in itself.
Well, maybe that's
yeah, so I've been
maybe
asserting
you,
myself.
You need to do that for a reason, right?
Be at my parents or be there and tolerate the chemical smell?
Well, your parents temporarily, right?
I guess so. I was supposed to be moving
okay.
out. We were all happy about that.
Okay. No, dear. Let's. Here's what you got. You're gonna start visualizing this ending quickly. This whole thing is over with. You're gonna put into your visualizations that this whole thing wraps up really fast. That you give the universe a time frame and you say this needs to be done in a week, a day, 2 weeks, whatever you think is a good time frame. And regardless of what they're saying, you tell the universe, no, I need this done by. Okay, this all has to
okay.
be done by. You need to start focusing on, okay, this is going to be done by a certain date, and I'm just going to visualize it. And after this date, I'm going to be happy, and it's going to be a beautiful place to live in, and it's all going to be wrapped up by this date. Got it? Now you just put it out there, focusing on it. Okay. I mean, I don't
right.
think you want to tell them that, but you can tell the universe that, okay, God or however, this has got to be done by a certain date. I want to be in here. I want to be feeling good about this place at this time. So let's say October 15th, everything's done, right? That's 2 weeks. Everything's done. Absolutely complete. You're happy.
Right. Well, you know what?
No?
And I like that. I'm going to start doing that because that's been on my mind also. So that's a good confirmation. I appreciate that. And I'm going to definitely do that. I want it done by October 1, actually.
Okay.
But,
well, that's Friday. That's Friday, but –
Right.
Or Saturday.
Tomorrow.
That's Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. I
well,
only have
they've
about,
already
you
had
have about,
enough
time. You have 30
well,
seconds.
I'm curious, why do you think that Spirit has put me in a place that has like chemicals when they know I'm really sensitive and sort of allergic to chemicals?
Spirit hasn't done it. For some reason, you manifested it. And I don't have time to get it. Why you did this, what happened, and because you probably thought too much about chemicals before it happened, but I don't want to, that's just off the top, and I can't delve into a deep explanation on it. Maybe some other time, if you call in tomorrow a little bit early, we can delve into that a little bit, because I don't think the universe is not trying to test you, and Spirit's not trying to test you. It's something that happened by default.
Mm. Okay.
Default means you didn't put the energy out there soon enough to cut it off.
I didn't even know to think about it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, sometimes sometimes you have to think in terms of you want this whole thing is going to be a beautiful environment before you go there. But I got to let you go. Okay.
Take care. All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
I know that's a tough one, isn't it? That's a tough one, isn't it? Ooh. Oh, yes. We'll talk about that. You guys want to talk about that tomorrow? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about why do bad things happen when you don't think you want these bad things to happen, but why do you attract bad things? That's a good question. We'll do that tomorrow. Why do bad things happen to people that really are good people?